Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Chute Media and Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, as the operator of Green Chute Media, you are a downtown commerce business person.
Sure, yeah, we've got an office downtown, right there on the square.
And so you I know, were interested here recently when Paul Voss, who's the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, went before the city council and brought up the whole issue of the quality of at least some of the buildings in downtown Commerce.
Absolutely. This is something I've been concerned about ever since I moved here to Commerce about 3 years ago, and that's the code enforcement in town, or the lack thereof. Now, fortunately, the city's made a whole lot of progress on this in the last year. They've started bulldozing some of the worst structures in town, and I'm all for that.
In particular, the old houses, single-family homes.
Single-family homes. They haven't really done much on the commercial structure direction yet, but the fact that they're making progress on that, that's wonderful, wonderful news for commerce. When you think about economic development in this town, I can't imagine what a challenge is having to say, please bring your industry here, and then driving folks around and saying, you know, do you really want to bring your family to a place that looks like this in some places? And the fact that we're making a lot of progress pretty quickly with the bulldozer is fantastic. But I'm still concerned that we might not be taking steps to avoid having to use the bulldozer on some structures 10 years from now, 15 years from now. So you see buildings around town that have peeling paint, which you think of as a fairly minor issue. You know, it's really, really cheap to fix. If you don't fix that now, 10 years from now, we're going to have so much rotted wood on these buildings, well, we're going to have to use the bulldozer again. So we need to get some of these small things, boarded up windows and cracked windows. Most people are familiar with the broken window theory of keeping up a town. Mm-hmm. If you don't fix the little things, they become bigger and bigger issues with crime and economics and you know, major problems for your town. So we need to start looking for those little things, I think, and I'm hoping the city's going to move in that direction.
Now, that's a somewhat different angle to the situation than Paul Voss was speaking about here a while back with the city council, in that he was very specifically talking about some of the vacant buildings in downtown Commerce. I know you're concerned with that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. But you're talking about, again, coming back to some of the less than perfectly maintained houses in town. But you're saying get to them before it's time to tear them down.
Yeah, get to them when it's a small thing, because a bucket of paint doesn't cost very much. But tearing down a house, that costs a lot of money. That's a big deal. Yeah. And the other thing is, I love old houses. We moved into a house on historic Bonham Street. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is we love these old historic buildings. You know, it's so cool living on a street that has character, where every house is a little bit different. Uh-huh. We used to live in a cookie cutter neighborhood. You know, it was a very nice house and everything, but it had no character at all to it. Mm-hmm. And old houses have so much character, so much history. It's great being able to have places like that in your town. And really, when you look at suburbs, look at places like Southlake in Dallas. You know, they've built a town square that kind of mimics what we've already got here in Commerce, but they're having to build it from scratch instead of, you know, taking advantage of the real history like we have here. So, you know, while I'm glad we're having to, I'm glad we're bulldozing some of these buildings and clearing them out when they need it, it is absolutely heartbreaking thinking about some of these old historic structures that could still be around if we had just done our job as a city and taken some pride in them and made people put some paint on the wood before they rotted away so bad we had to tear them down.
We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek is the owner of Green Chute Media in downtown Commerce. Now, I can imagine the city will say it's a matter of limited resources, and perhaps there are limitations as far as the law is concerned, so it's easier said than done.
There have been some legitimate issues in the past, particularly with tearing down houses. Cities had to stop doing that completely until some court case worked through the system. Mm-hmm. There were some legitimate issues there, but in reality, I think it's more a matter of buckling down and just doing it. Code enforcement should be a revenue positive thing for the city, because in most cases, the city will give you a citation. You've got 30 days or whatever the law says you've got to fix this little problem. And if you don't fix it within that time, well, then you get a fine. And then the city actually makes money from this problem. It shouldn't cost them anything. And in fact, it might actually be revenue positive if they did it right.
We just have another minute or so, and I'm shifting gears rather abruptly here, but time is what time is. And of course, Derek also represents Hunt County Public Art, and very quickly, the Bodark sculpture that David Zavonnet has been working on in the Commerce City Park is about complete, and there's going to be a dedication.
Yeah, it's absolutely done now. We're so happy about that, thrilled to have this dedication. It's set for Wednesday, December 9th at 4 in the afternoon.
And that is going, if people have seen it driving by in the daytime, that's one thing, but there's also a lighting project that goes with that that's going to make it, give it a very dramatic appearance at night.
Yeah, we've got the lights in place, so as soon as we plug the electricity in, everything's going to be lit up at night. It's going to look just fantastic. And that dedication is right there by the sculpture on Park Street across from the Commerce City Park.
Okay, very good. Wednesday, December 9th at 4 p.m.
That's right.
Good. Derek Price with Green Shoe Media and with Hunt County Public Art. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
This morning. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.